From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and this NPR show is celebrating Boxing Day. It is December 26, 2007. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Robert Smith. Happy Boxing Day, Don King, and all the other boxers out there. Oh, that's not what it's for.
Hey, you're Canadian. This is your holiday, among
yes.
others.
Yes. All of the British Empire celebrates Boxing Day. It is a day off, and traditionally it was meant to give thanks to your employees mm-hmm. and the service people in your life. You give them Christmas boxes, which are basically what we call in New York tips.
No.
But there's a whole day set aside for this. I guess the idea was they would have to work serving the Christmas dinner, so give them the day off afterwards, give them a little some money to spend. Now, I will say, in Canada these days, Boxing Day means 75% off sales in hockey. So it's not quite the same thoughtful holiday.
We'll dig a little deeper into Boxing Day, as well as it's the first day of Kwanzaa. So the holiday celebration just keeps on going.
Yeah, get those gift cards. Coming up 3 years after the devastating tsunami hits Southeast Asia, we'll take a look at how one aid organization thinks the region is coming along.
Can you imagine? 3 years ago today.
3 years ago.
Wow.
It was an amazing story.
Yeah, we're going to also replay a good news story from earlier this year. Robert took part in the story, conducted this interview with a vacuum cleaner salesman trying to make a sale but ended up donating his kidney instead.
Heartwarming Christmas story. And our music guy Andy Langer drops by to talk about some of the new music in the coming year. We'll go first to Rachel Martin for today's headlines, but first here's the BPP's big story.
A tiger attack. One zoo visitor was killed and two others were seriously injured when a Siberian tiger escaped from its cage at the San Francisco Zoo yesterday.
The attack took place in front of dozens of terrified patrons just moments after the zoo had closed, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. As the tiger was clawing its third victim, police shot and killed it about 300 yards from its cage. Here's zoo spokeswoman Laura McCarka.
The tiger was in her outdoor exhibit. We do know that she got out, but we did not know how.
That same four-year-old tiger attacked a keeper last December in an incident that led the zoo to spend $250,000 on safety upgrades. Officials are not yet sure how the 350-pound animal got out. They did say it wasn't through the enclosure's only door. The tiger's grotto is also surrounded by a 15-foot-wide moat and a 20-foot-high wall. Police officers said that negligence or criminal activity could not be ruled out.
The three victims of the attack, all men believed to be in their 20s, have not been named. The two who survived could be released from the hospital as early as today. Meanwhile, the zoo will be closed today out of respect for the victims. Police plan further investigation on the grounds as well.
Now, this Siberian tiger named Tatiana lived in an outdoor enclosure near the lion house. And the Siberian tigers are the largest of the species. They're obligate carnivores, or true carnivores, meaning their natural diet consists almost entirely of meat.
They're also true predators, which helps to explain why more humans are killed annually by tigers than by any other animal. However, we should point out that such incidents are still very rare, and tigers generally avoid people.
That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.